Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to spend a very large amount of money on yourselves to love yourselves. I find myself in a strange position today because I'm not normally somebody who argues for large amounts of charity funding for the kind of normal do-gooding arguments in society, but I'm not opposed to them, but that isn't my normal stance. However, I do worry about the amount of money that people are now spending on their appearance to try to make themselves feel better about themselves. I think it has escalated to a point where we need to control it again, and we need to think how we could use that money in such better ways. The kind of things you spend money on, it's not just cosmetics or expensive haircuts. It's buying clothes at a higher rate than clothes are bought in many other similar countries. The average item in the UK of clothing is only worn 12 times. We can calculate that quite easily. You are enticed by advertising. Advertising spend in this country is twice what it is in the rest of Europe. You're enticed to think that if you go out and spend more on yourself and your appearance, you will feel happier about yourself. It will help you. This clearly makes money for people involved in the cosmetic and the fashion industries. But does it actually make you love yourself more? Or does it make you worry about yourself more? Now, we all worry about our appearances. Some of us slightly more than others. I put on this very special jacket today, coming to talk to you. Just a small piece of advice. Forget Bicester, Swindon, MacArthur Glen outlet. We are not arguing about creating a totalitarian state where we say, you shall not do this, you shall do this. The question is, have we got to a point where people, and particularly young people, are becoming so obsessed with their appearance that it is actually damaging their lives? And it would be in their own selfish interests to spend a little bit less on themselves and their own appearance, and a little bit more on doing good in the many ways in which you can do good. And there are numerous ways in which you need to do good, and you can just start locally. And when you start, we've heard of the 750 people who are homeless in the county. You can come down to this city. In this city, in that direction, in Oxford West, if I've got my geography right, it'd be very embarrassing if I haven't. Oxford West and Abingdon, 2,000 children are living in poverty. Oxford East, about 5,500. A quarter of all children in this city are living in poverty. In a city which also has incredible wealth and affluence in it, there are school teachers who bring in food to their schools to give out to the children who are hungry in this city, at the same time as we have food that isn't being eaten on the tables in many of the colleges in this town. There are many terrible things that you can worry about. There are many, many groups who are advocating about this, and if you want to spend a little less on some item or another, that money could be used for that good. Now, I was brought up in Oxford, and if you were brought up in Oxford in the 1980s, the set text for O-level English was Down and Out in London and Paris. And if you read Down and Out in London and Paris, when you got to the very end of it, you heard the missive from George Orwell saying, whatever you do in life, do not give money to the Sally Army. Because there are arguments against do-gooding. You do need to worry about what the good is, and is it really good, and is it really helping? But I don't think any of you would oppose the idea that it is good to try to do good. But let's go back to the idea of beautifying ourselves more and more and more. I have a friend, when I left this city and went to Newcastle to university, I met a friend on my first day who was studying dentistry. It was his first day of studying dentistry, and he was a little bit shocked. He'd come from an area near Huddersfield, from a family who'd come over from Pakistan. And he decided that he wanted to study dentistry because he wanted to stop people's teeth hurting. He was shocked, and this was in 1986, to find that so many of his fellow students were not that worried about pain and teeth, but much more interested in cosmetic dentistry, even then, in helping people whiten their teeth, in making money in dentistry in a different way. He qualified as a dentist, despite the fact that his first 10 years of life were leading an ox around a well in Pakistan, and then qualified as a doctor, and became a maxillofacial surgeon in Manchester. And every day, he reconstructs people's faces who are in car accidents in the northwest of England. That is incredibly important. That is the kind of looking good we have to worry about. But the more money we spend as a society on making ourselves look good cosmetically, the less it actually benefits us, and the more we begin as we age to look slightly strange. We're not yet at the stage of the Americans, but it doesn't actually make you look good spending a lot of money trying to look good. For those youngsters in the audience, you are all beautiful anyway. But you do need somebody to tell you that, because the ages at which people are most obsessed with how they look is between around about 14 and around about 28. And there are obvious, maybe biological reasons why that is. It's very interesting. Social class actually stops being a key issue in young people's lives. And hot or not, you know, and appearance and acne and all the rest of it rises in terms of anxiety. But it goes again. I can tell you, the worries about how you look really do go with time. We need to worry less about how white and how straight our teeth are. We need to not inject our faces with poisons to paralyse them so we can look a little bit younger for a few more years. A bit of modest spending on ourselves is fine, but if you find that you're spending more on your appearance and how you look than anything else, you are veering towards being narcissistic, and narcissism is a disorder. I'm putting it very bluntly. We need to put a cap on this and a control on it. Because if you just go forward from what was normally my childhood to what is now normally my children's childhood, and it carries on, and the women get thinner and thinner, and there are more and more likes on people's Facebook picture of how wonderful it supposedly is. And I think about my potential grandchildren's lives, this is not a direction of travel we want to go in. So I very much hope that you're going to oppose the motion. Thank you very much.